This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Haba, and we're continuing in Daf HaShavua. I think this week probably would do Sunday tonight and Tuesday night, 9:15, because I'm speaking in Pesach Monday night. So we'll do this week Sunday night and Tuesday night. But now we have to make up Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Admoin Oimer. Admoin said, if you remember, in the beginning of the Perek, it said that Shnei Dayone Gezerois, and it said there are certain things that Chanan taught, and the Chachamim didn't agree, and certain things Admoin taught. Now we're going to learn what Admoin taught. Admoin taught, Admoin Oimer, Shiva, seven things. He taught seven things. Misha Mei, someone who died, V'hiniach banim ubanas, and he left sons and daughters. Now, midaraisa, only sons inherit, daughters don't inherit. Midrabanan, the rabbis were masakin, that you have to support your daughters, they don't get a Yerusha, but you have to feed them. So someone who died, V'hiniach banim ubanas, and he left sons and daughters. This man, shahanachasim merubin, when the nachasim were many, habanim yarshim, the banim inherit, v'habanois nizainois, and the daughters are sustained, meaning when there's a big estate, the sons will get Yerusha, and the daughters will be fed from the estate, uvenachasim muatim. But if it's a small amount, which Rashi identifies based on the Gemara Bava Basra, that they cannot all be sustained and supported for 12 months, habanois yuzainu, then we say the daughters will be supported, they'll get food from the estate, v'habanois, v'habanim, and the sons, yichazra al psachem. They have to go collecting, banging on the doors. That is the opinion of the Chachamim, that if there's a big estate, the sons get Yerusha, the daughters are fed. If it's a small estate, the daughters are fed, and the sons have to go around collecting. Admoin Oimer, Admoin says, wait a second. Bishvil Shani Zachar Hefsadati, because I'm a male, I should lose out, and I shouldn't even be sustained from the estate. I have to go collecting door to door. Amaram Gamliel, and Gamliel said, Raya Ani Estivrei Admoin. Ram Gamliel said, I see the correctness of what Admoin taught, that why should the sons lose out, and therefore they should all be sustained easily. They both should be sustained evenly. Both the boys and the girls will take an equal proportion, even if it's a small amount. So the question is, my comrade, what exactly is the argument of Admoin that because I'm a male, I should lose out? What exactly does that mean? Amar Abayi said, Hachi Kamer, this is what it means. Bishvil Sha'ani Zachar, because I'm a male, V'roi Lasik B'Torah, and I'm worthy to engage in learning Torah, Hifsadati, I should lose out? So what Abayi is saying is that the fact that a boy is able to learn Torah should not make him worse than a girl. So Amar Le Rava, Rava said, that can't be what Admoin meant. Is Admoin saying only someone who learns Torah will get sustained from the estate? Amar Le Rava, Rava said, Man da asik v'tayra hu diyara, someone who is involved in learning Torah, he will inherit. Man da loy asik v'tayra, someone who is not asik v'tayra, loyaras, will not inherit. El Amar Rava, rather Rava said, Hachi kamar, this is what it means to say, Bishvil sha'ani zachar, because I'm a male, v'roi lirayish v'nechas merubin, and I'm worthy to actually inherit property, estate, land, if it's a big estate. So now, if it's a small estate, I shouldn't get anything? This doesn't make any sense. What's the logic of, if there's a big estate, I get the land and she gets the food, and if it's a small estate, she gets the food and I get nothing? Okay. Now, we're going to have two machloikasin that converge. Basically, we're going to have a machlokes, Admoin and the Chachamim, regarding somebody who claims, hey, you owe me jugs of oil, and the person admitted to to the jugs and not to the oil. Adman says, well, I'll call that Moedim Miktsas. We know that if I say you owe me 100 bucks and you say no, I only owe you 50, so you have to pay me the 50 that you admit to, and you have to swear you don't owe me the rest. That's Moedim Miktsas. If you deny it completely, Midaraisa, you don't have to swear. There's a Shua Drabanan, Shua Hesas, but Midaraisa, you only swear if you're Moedim Miktsas. So, but if, let's say I say, you know, you owe me jelly beans, and you say, well, I don't owe you jelly beans, I only owe you marshmallows. So then you're putter. That's not called Moedim Miktsas. You were not Moedim to anything that I claim from you. If I say, you owe me 100 bucks, and you say, no, I owe you 50, so then that's called, you admit to a partial claim. But if I say, you owe me salami, and you say no, I owe you gefilte fish, that's not called Moedim Miktsas. So, but if, let's say I say you owe me jugs of oil, and you say, well, I owe you jugs, I don't owe you the oil. Admoin says chayiv, and the chachamim say pater. There's another machlekes as we're going to see. If I say you owe me wheat and barley, and you admit to the wheat, or you admit to the barley, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says chayiv, and Rav Chiya Bar Abba says pater. So we're going to see, does admitting to, well, if I say you owe me jugs of oil and you agree that you owe me jugs, or I say you owe me wheat and barley and you agree you owe me barley, it seems to be an identical machlekes. The problem is that when it comes to jugs of oil, we don't paskin like Admin. The Chachamim say, you're putter. So everyone is going to have to fit into the Chachamim. Says the Mishnah, Toines chaver kadei shemen. If someone claims against his friend, from his friend, jugs of oil, v'hoide b'kan kanim, and the defendant admitted to the jugs, Admin omer, ho v'hoide b'miksas ha'tayna yishava. Admin says, since he admitted to part of the taina, he has to swear. V'chachamim omer, the sages say, ein hoidas miksas mimin ha'tayna. That the admission of partial is not similar to what was claimed. The Chachamim say, Pater. It would seem that the Chachamim would say, Ta'ana achita masarim v'haydala v'sa'arim, Pater. Amaram Gamliel, and Gamliel said, Raya anias devrei admain. I see the correctness of the words of admain. That admain's correct, that you're Toyen kade shemen v'haydu v'kan kanim, Admin says chayiv. Says the Gemara, Shmamina. We could learn from here, L'Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who say, Ein hoidas miktsas mimina taina. And it's not a moedim miktsas. The Rabbanon should hold, Toano yichidim asarim. If you claim you owe me wheat and barley, v'hoidu b'sa'irin. Just like the Chachamim say, if you say you owe me jugs of oil and you admit to the jugs, you're pater. If you admit to the barley, you should be pater. So lema tevi tiyofta d'Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. This should be a refutation of Nachman in the name of Shmuel. Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Toanu chitim asayrim. If you claim you owe me wheat and barley, v'haydu loy be'echon mehem, and the defendant says, no, I only owe you one of them, chayiv, you're chayiv. And yet the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, jugs of oil, you're putter. So this refutes from Nachman Amar Shmuel that hoida b'sa'irim chayiv. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm a Rav. Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. No, you got the case of the Mishnah wrong. The case is not where you say you owe me jugs and oil, jugs of oil. So I'm saying you owe me jugs with the oil, but rather b'toyin or midai. I'm just claiming oil. The jug is a measurement of how much oil that you owe me, but I'm just saying you owe me oil. So when you say that, no, I owe you the jugs, of course, even the Chachamim, even Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, who says, Ta'anu chitim asa'arim, v'haydu lai be'echa mehem chayiv, that's because you admit to something the person is claiming, but in the Mishnah, the person is not claiming jugs. So the Gemara says, Yihachi my time at the Admoin. If so, what's the reason of Admoin if you're just claiming jugs? If the case is you're just, I'm sorry, if the case is you're Tano Bamida and you're just claiming oil, what's the logic of Admoin? El Amar Rava, Rava said like this. The Kulei Alma, everyone would agree. Hecha de Amar Le Malay Asara Kadei Shaman Yeshli Bebarach. If the guy would say, I have a full 10 jugs of oil in your pit. So the emphasis is on the oil. A full 10 jugs of oil I have in your pit. So Shemen Katan Le Kakan Le Katan Le, I'm just claiming the oil, I'm not claiming the jugs, and therefore everyone would agree, Pater. In such a case, that's like claiming chitim and the person admitting to sa'ira. Asara kadei shemen maleim yeshli etzlecha, 10 jugs of oil that are full, I have by you. I'm claiming both. Shemen v'kankanim katanle. I'm claiming oil and jugs. And if I'm claiming both and you admit to one, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel would say chayiv. So what's the machlokes in the Mishnah? What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? From Nachman Amar Shmuel would say that when somebody claims two things and you admit to one, you're chayiv. What's the machlokes in the Mishnah? Why do the Chachamim say you're pater? Ki pligi, you know when they argue, Hecha de Amar Le, where the guy says, Asara kadei shemen, 10 jugs of oil, yashli etzlecha. So now the question is, do I mean to say the jugs also? Because I didn't really say male. I didn't say male, so it's not a measurement. So I'm including the jugs. Admon noimer, yesh b'lashin hazeh lashin kankanim. Admon says this is a language of kankanim. V'rabbanan savri, the rabbis hold, ein b'lashin hazeh lashin kankanim. I'm just claiming the oil. And therefore, since I'm just claiming the oil, when you admit to the jugs, you're not being moideh b'miksas hataina. On the other hand, Admon says, I'm claiming the kankanim also, because I said kadei shemen. Now, that means we're saying the Mishnah that says kadei shemen implies dafka kadei shemen, Admon would say, you are chayev. Why? I'm sorry. Now that we're saying that the Mishnah is talking about kadei shemen, we could say that dafka in this case, where you say kadei shemen, maybe the Rabbanon would say pater, because I didn't say male, so I don't mean to say a measurement. Meaning, we just said, we had a stira. Rev Nachman Amar Shmuel said, "Ta'anu chitim usa'irim v'haydu lei ba'echem hem chayev." Yet in the Mishnah, the Chachamim say, "Ein haydu as miktsas v'menataina." I, aren't you claiming oil and kankanim? No, the Chachamim say, "Ein b'loshen azel loshen kankanim." Why? Because you just said kadei shemen. So you just say kadei shemen, you don't mean to include the jugs. You just mean a measurement. You just mean a measurement. If you say kadei shemen, you just mean a measurement. So since you just mean a measurement, that's why you're putter. But if you wouldn't mean a measurement, the reason here why the Rabbanan say that you are pater is because you don't mean kankanim. If there was a lashon of kankanim, then chayiv, everyone would say you're chayiv. The Mishnah is mashma, because you said kadei shemen, then you could have it sad that you're putter over here because you only mean the oil. But if you definitely meant the kankanim, How would you definitely mean kankanim if you said the word maleim, right? That's what the Gemara said before. That if you said kadei shemen maleim, then you're definitely being toiveya both, then everyone would say chayiv. So the fact that the Mishnah is talking about kadei shemen and it didn't say male, only then you could construe that you only mean the oil. But if you definitely meant the kankanim, everyone would say chayiv. Time of the in b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim. Ha b'yesh b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim. Chayiv. Lema tehevi tiyufta de Rabchia bar Abba. Let us say this is a refutation of Rabchia bar Abba. Dam Rabchia bar Abba. Rabchia bar Abba said, Ta'anu chitin usa'irim. If you claim wheat and barley, v'hoidulai b'achamayim, you admit to one of them, pater. So the Mishnah is a refutation of Chia bar Abba. The Mishnah is clearly mashma. The only reason anyone has a havamina to say pater is because you didn't claim the jugs. But if you would have claimed the jugs, everyone would say chayiv. So it's a kashan Rav Chia bar Abba who says tanuchin sarim v'hadlav echem pater. No, I'm Rav Shimi bar Ashi. That, you know why in the Mishnah everyone would say if you claim both, you're chayiv? Because the jug is needed to preserve the oil. Amar Shim Bar Ashi, Nasa Kemisha Tanu Rimain Beklipase. It's like somebody who claims a rimain in its shell. And meaning a jug of oil is not like wheat and barley. Wheat and barley are two separate entities. A jug of oil, the jug is needed for the shell. So therefore, if I admit to the jug, then it's a partial admission to the oil, because the jug is needed to preserve the oil. Just like if somebody claimed that you owe me a remine in its shell, and the person said, no, I only owe you the shell, that's a partial admission, because the shell is needed to protect the remine. So Maskefla Ravina, Ravina asks, what do you mean? Remine belikli plasai loy mintar. A remine without a shell is not preserved. Shemen mintar belai kankanim. But oil is guarded without the jug. So therefore, if you admit just to the jug, that in no way is admission to the kankanim. And if everybody would say chayiv, then everyone should say chayiv by chitim and sa'irim, and that would be a tiyufta of Chia bar Abba. Elohachamai is kidding. You know what we're talking about over here? This is not analogous to claiming a remain, but rather, the Amarle, the guy says, Asara kadei shemen yeshli etzcha. You know why over here everyone would say chayiv? Not because everyone would say chayiv by toanu chitim usa'irim v'hoiduloi b'sa'irim. No. The reason why everyone would say chayiv, if this lashon was a mashma, a lashon of kankanim, because we're talking about the guy partially admitted to the kankanim. Hachamayaskin and Amarle Asara Kadei Shemen Yeshli Yatzlcha. I have 10 jugs of oil by you. But Amarle Idach, and the other guy said, no, Shemen Lehoi Dvar Mayah. Oil, I don't know. Kankanim Nami, the kankanim also. Chamisha Islach, I owe you 5. Chamisha Lesach, I don't owe you the other 5. So Admoin says that the person is being toiveya the kankanim. Yesh b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim. Umigu de kamishtaba kankanim mishtaba nami yashemen. Since you're swearing on the jugs, because you're made to mix us on the jugs, you would swear on the oil also. Ayde Gilgal, through Gilgal Shua. Rabbanan Sarvei, the rabbis hold, ain b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim. There is not in this language a lashon of kankanim. And therefore, mashatoanu loy haidolai. What is he's being toivea, which is oil, the person's not admitting to. Umasha haidalai, and what he's admitting to the kankanim loitanu, he's not being claimed. Meaning, eina chanami, everybody would agree in this case, if you're claiming kankanim, you would have to swear. But that doesn't necessarily indicate that if that haidalai b'sa'irim, everyone would agree you'd have to swear. Because in this case, you're admitting to partial kankanim. So if the toivea is being toveya kankanim, then we would say he's the debtor is admitting to partial kankanim, and then we would make him swear on the shemen as well through Gilgal Shvua. The only thing is, the Rabbanon say, no, ein b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim. Okay, so we're up to this Mishnah, and that's, I think, where we should start from tonight. I hope to be able to do that. Bli neder, daf kuf tes amud aleph tonight, 9:15. Okay? Have a great day. Easy rest of the fast. Kol tov. Be matzliach.
Recording stopped.
Bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.